Unfortunately, it was a rough night for the Nationals as the Astros beat them 4-1 in Game 3 of the World Series at home. With the call of the final out, here's Fox Sports' Joe Buck.
2-2 pitch. That gets him, and the Astros have taken Game 3. 4-1 is the final, and Houston back in this World Series.
Nationals manager Davey Martinez after the game.
Today we're a little bit aggressive outside the strike zone. We took balls I thought we should hit, uncharacteristic of what we've been doing.
Game 4 tonight, first pitch at 8:07. President Donald Trump's expected to attend, but says he'll arrive after the first pitch and leave before the game's over so he doesn't disrupt fans. And if you're heading home from the World Series tonight or going to a Halloween party, you don't need to drink and drive.
42%, so nearly half of all traffic deaths, specifically in this country on Halloween, involve drunk drivers.
Kurt Erickson is with the Sober Ride program, which is offering free Lyft rides this weekend for Halloween and World Series partiers who should not be behind the wheel.
Beginning at 10 p.m. until 4 a.m. the next day, anybody that's celebrating Halloween with alcohol in the D.C. area can download a special Lyft code that'll be on SoberRide.com and put it into their promo section of their Lyft app and be afforded a free and a safe ride home.
John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Prince George's County police officer will spend 6 months in jail after being convicted of assault and misconduct in office.
32-year-old Corporal Stephen Downey was sentenced yesterday after being found guilty back in August of punching a person multiple times who was handcuffed in a police car. That person wound up being taken to the hospital for their injuries. It happened in 2018 outside a CVS pharmacy in Temple Hills. Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says that cases like these are especially concerning because police officers are sworn to protect the public. After Downey's released from jail, he'll be on probation for 3 years and then need to do 100 hours of community service. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A district judge rejects a claim that the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump is illegitimate. The judge ordered the Justice Department to release grand jury information redacted from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
The White House counsel's office has made clear their opposition to pretty much agreeing to anything, whether it's witnesses, whether it's documents, anything at all, is based on the fact that they don't believe it's a valid or legitimate inquiry. This makes clear or gives Democrats something to point to saying it is exactly that.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The fight continues in California at both ends of the state against several relentless wildfires.
There are a number of fires, but two most notable, the Tick Fire in Southern California and the Kincade Fire in Northern California. SoCal is getting some reprieve from the winds, but not Northern California. Meteorologist Scott Strenfeld says they'll not just get wind, but historic.
And possibly the strongest of the last several years, unfortunately.
This means more than 850,000 people could be without power as safety shutoffs are expected. Meanwhile, at the Tick Fire in Southern California, crews are working to secure containment lines before more winds kick up on Sunday. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
In sports, other D.C. teams had a better night last night than the poor Nats. The Wizards beat the Thunder 97-85. The Caps defeated the Canucks 6-5. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Something happened that you've got to hear.
Larry, live and local, weekdays 3 to 6.
It is remarkable how this debate is going.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Hi, Larry. Hey. I really enjoy you and your show.
Thank you for that.
Traffic and weather, the day's top stories, and you.
Larry, man, I would stand up if I wasn't driving and give you a standing ovation.
Thank you, sir.
The Larry O'Connor Show, weekdays 3 to 6.
This is a beautiful thing.
105.9 FM, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Northern Virginia families are getting hammered by tolls. Pay-to-play politician John Bell is making things worse. Bell wrote the legislation guaranteeing toll increases on the Greenway for 10 years. 10 years of toll increases that your family will have to pay. And what did politician John Bell get in return? You guessed it. Bell got campaign cash from the Greenway toll owners. Pay-to-play politician John Bell. He's wrong for Northern Virginia families. There's a better choice. Gary Higgins will take on the Richmond politicians and get rid of the tolls. Here's Gary Higgins.
Like you, I've had it with these crazy tolls. The toll road owners and the Richmond politicians are taking us all for a ride. As your state senator, I won't stop fighting until these tolls come down. I'm Gary Higgins, candidate for state senate, and I've sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Higgins for Senate.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So far, the pace is good on 95 in Virginia from Dumfries into Springfield, 395. Also, no problems to report, but the HOV lane's closed for weekend maintenance. Do keep in mind that in Herndon, there is accident activity that has Park Avenue closed between Grand Street and Grangeville Road, and that should be closed until approximately noon. In the district, do be aware of some street closures due to the walk in 5K to end HIV. That has 11th Street closed in both directions between East Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, and 10th Street closed between Constitution Avenue and East Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered sprinkles, a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, then a chance of showers, a low of 59. Tomorrow, rain, a high of 76. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 54. And Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 69. Right now, 54 degrees in Vienna, 55 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and I thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? And I'm so glad I didn't. Losing weight with EMP 180 is so easy. Their professional wellness coaches map your personal plan, tell you exactly what to eat and when, and man, it works. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait sale. Join EMP 180 now for 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. Come on, lose the weight. Feel more vigorous for lots less. EMP 180's Why Wait sale ends soon. For details, visit EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Hour two, kicking off with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and what a game that was last night.
Well, you can't win them all. The Nats still lead the series 2-1 after a 4-1 loss to the Astros last night. There's always tonight. World Series fever continues in the nation's capital, along with impeachment fever sweeping the Democratic Party, sweeping the cable news outlets and the broadcast news outlets. But could be a little damper on that, because I understand that Senator Lindsey Graham had senators sign on to a resolution condemning the House impeachment inquiry. And what do the numbers look like, John?
Well, the president should have reason to be happy this weekend. I saw him yesterday as his helicopter took off, and he was very proud of the fact that more Americans are working now than ever before. In addition, earlier in the week, a Siena College poll carried by the New York Times showed that public opinion in New York, of all places, has turned against impeachment, and more Americans would rather see Donald Trump not impeached than the other. And this is in the haven of liberalism. But you mentioned Lindsey Graham. If all but three Republican senators, Murkowski of Alaska, Collins of Maine, and Romney of Utah, if all but those three have signed the letter condemning the impeachment proceedings, that's a subtle warning to Nancy Pelosi and company on the other side of the Capitol that Republicans are standing by their man right now, and 50 Republican senators are sending strong signals they don't want to deal with this trial, Chief Justice, and all. In a sense, this is nothing new. In the early 1930s, the Louisiana state legislature impeached then-Governor Huey Long, but enough of his supporters signed a letter to make impeachment out of the question, and those who wanted the kingfish out promptly dropped their case against them. The numbers weren't there. Right now, taking the Graham letter at face value, the numbers are not there to remove this president, whether he's impeached by the House or not. It's that simple.
Susan Collins may be playing it safe, at least for the time being. She'll be in a very tight race for re-election in 2020. George Soros is even pumping money into Maine already.
George Soros is pumping money in there. There is a group called Maine Momentum, which is a 501c3 and technically non-political based on its tax status with the IRS. And yet, it's been running independent efforts focusing on controversial votes she's cast, notably in favor of the Trump tax cut. I will just say that Susan Collins is a four-term senator now. She's been there 24 years in a state that's increasingly Democratic. Now she's going to face the fight of her life from former state Speaker of the House, Sarah Gideon. Money will be no object in this race because Susan Collins was a pivotal player in the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. That's what it's really all about. And that's why she has the trouble that she's facing.
The Justice Department has now opened a criminal investigation into the origins of the Russia collusion investigation. And this is the investigation being overseen by the U.S. Attorney and Prosecutor John Durham. And with the opening of a criminal investigation, what does that mean on the political side when it comes to the impeachment investigation?
Well, as the president himself said at his helicopter yesterday, the investigating the investigators is important because it will determine once and for all whether he knows what he's talking about when he said there was a plot to upend the election results if they went the other way. In other words, went against Hillary Clinton. And of course, in typical Trump fashion, the president talked about Pete Strzok and Lisa Page, the rogue FBI officials who were sending emails saying, and the president has this down pat, that Hillary Clinton is expected to win, ought to win, but if she doesn't, we have an insurance policy. End of quote. They insist that means that the country would take care of itself no matter who is president. He believes it meant something else, such as the deep state. In addition, former FBI Director James Comey, who's contradicted himself, gotten caught up in untruths that he said in the past, and was on both sides of the election before November, is going to have some explaining to do before the special prosecutor. Andrew McCabe as well. Or I should say CNN commentator Andrew McCabe, the former deputy FBI director. All in all, these players that many of us thought would fade away as the Trump impeachment went on are coming back, thanks to a prosecutor in Connecticut named John Durham. There's more of this to come.
John, Tulsi Gabbard, of course, announcing that she will not run for re-election for her congressional seat from Hawaii. She hasn't really gotten a lot of traction in the presidential race, but Hillary Clinton certainly elevated her to the national stage. What's next for Tulsi Gabbard?
Well, first of all, Tulsi Gabbard should list Hillary Clinton as an in-kind contributor to her campaign because she gave her more publicity than any of the debate appearances or certainly any of her campaign appearances. Let me put it another way. Do you remember any place Tulsi Gabbard was in the campaign so far? Hillary Clinton called her, and I quote, a favorite of the Russians, and went on to condemn her right, left, and center for positions that she's taken. Now, it should be pointed out, Tulsi Gabbard was an early and vigorous supporter of Bernie Sanders for president. Bernie leaped to her defense, and he pointed out that in attacking Tulsi Gabbard, Hillary Clinton was attacking a public servant who had stood with him. In effect, she was refighting the 2012 nomination battle, which she won narrowly over Senator Sanders. In addition, others point out Tulsi Gabbard has served her country in uniform as a military policewoman, and that she, whatever her positions, deserves respect for that. Essentially, Hillary Clinton has gone the way that Mitt Romney did among many Republicans, and going back a few years, Al Gore did among many Democrats. She's Mrs. Yesterday.
You had a headline this week, Republicans to storm beaches in healthcare overhaul. Key Democratic talking point has been the lack of a Republican health care plan to replace Obamacare. Is this something they'll trot out for 2020?
Well, certainly they'll try. Mike Johnson, the chairman of the Conservative Republican Study Committee in the House and himself a Republican House member from Louisiana, announced we'll storm the beaches, meaning the study committee had finally come up with the cogent plan that Democrats have charged for a decade was just not there. This includes making health savings accounts more deductible. In effect, the HSA, as they are known, is the equivalent of the IRA that many people have for their retirement, and it includes great deductibility. Moreover, the plan contains preserving pre-existing conditions and making sure that no one is going to lose his or her health care with a pre-existing condition. All these are good things, and were the Republican Study Committee plan to somehow pass in Nancy Pelosi's House and then go over to the Senate, it would be very dramatic. Putting more of the free market and more individual choice in health care. That's a striking contrast to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, which enhances state control and dumps more Americans in Medicare than ever before. Do Republicans have a chance, having stormed the beaches? They would, if only the press would pay attention to an issue like this and stop talking about impeachment.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can keep up with him during the week on Twitter at John Gizzi. Thank you, John.
Okay, I have to be permitted a partisan moment. Go Nats!
Absolutely, indeed. It is 7:18. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. If you are just awakening, the Washington Nationals unfortunately did not pull it out last night. 4-1, the final, Houston Astros over the Nats. Of course, that was game three. We still have a 2-1 lead in the series. They play once again tonight at Nats Park. You can catch Dr. Tom Rozelle live here on WMAL today at 4 o'clock. Normally, Dr. Rozelle is on WMAL Sundays at noon, as he has been for years, but with our NFL and Redskins coverage this year, you will hear him in his new time slot, Saturdays at 4, so that's this afternoon at 4 throughout the football season. 7:18, it is time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Just getting word of a new accident now on 395 southbound, just south of Seminary Road, and the left lane is reported to be closed. Also in Maryland, watch out for some accident activity on Colesville Road, southbound University Boulevard. Left lane is blocked, not causing any major delays, but do use caution in the area. So far traveling on the Beltway, though, traffic is still moving at a good pace throughout Maryland and Virginia. And no problems to report so far in 270 from Germantown heading towards the Beltway. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today, a high of 65. For tomorrow, morning rain, high of 78. Sunshine on Monday, high 69. Some clouds on Tuesday, high 66. And showers on Wednesday with a high of 67. We're at 57, headed to 65, and it's 7:20 on the Saturday morning update. The The Saturday Morning Update continues. I'm Rick Ballard. It is good to have you with us this weekend. And Cheryl Atkison joins us. She has authored the New York Times bestsellers The Smear and Stonewalled, and she hosts Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
You've written an article at thehill.com, the headline on it, Quid Pro Quo in Ukraine? No, not yet. And you go on to say, quid pro no. The current impeachment debate is being framed in terms of whether or not there was a quid pro quo. Now, you spoke with current and former diplomats, and what did they tell you?
Well, let me just say the whole notion that there's something wrong with a diplomatic quid pro quo, I think, is an issue to begin with, and so do some of the diplomats I spoke with. Republicans have allowed it to be framed that way, Democrats have framed it that way, and media is talking about it as if, well, we need to know if there's a quid pro quo, and if there was, you know, Trump has to be impeached or go to prison. Well, it turns out that diplomatic quid pro quo, which is requiring behavior or conditions in return for U.S. aid, is not only common practice, according to current and former diplomats I spoke to. This is how foreign aid works. And, in fact, under the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961, it says in there, the president may determine the terms and conditions under which most forms of assistance are provided. That's the purpose of foreign aid, is to get other countries to spend the money a certain way or behave a certain way or cooperate with an investigation. So the notion there's something wrong with it is a problem to begin with. And one Obama-era diplomat, a fairly high-ranking State Department official, told me that by controversializing this practice, that there's something bad about diplomatic quid pro quo, this Democrat said, quote, the Democrats are hamstringing any future president. That's why this is a constitutional moment. So I thought that was a pretty important statement.
The president's critics are elevating this to the level of impeachment. And I guess the question is sort of defining whether there was an impeachable offense. And when you look at the timing and when you look at what actually transpired and what the outcome was, there was apparently no exchange of information about Ukraine and there was no ultimate holdup of funding. So where is the impeachable offense?
Well, that's the question. Quid pro quo, as you know, means something like this for that. So something has to be offered. Both parties have to understand the agreement and something has to be provided. So even let's assume a quid pro quo is wrong, which it is not necessarily or inherently wrong in diplomacy. This is done all the time. Let's pretend it's wrong. Well, it has the two essential parts. The deal has to be understood. And then the part two is the delivery. In other words, President Trump would have had to have demanded the so-called dirt on Joe Biden, you know, his potential 2020 opponent, and withheld aid to Ukraine in return for that, and then received the dirt and lifted the aid that was withheld. Well, there's no allegation that that ever happened, that any dirt was delivered. And I say in the article, without part two, there's just a quid. There's no quid pro quo. And the most that we really should be alleging or that anybody has alleged against President Trump doesn't fit the definition of a quid pro quo. It's that he allegedly offered a quid pro quo that was never consummated. And by the way, both he and the man he supposedly offered it to, the president of Ukraine, deny it. But that's the most that can be said at this stage based on what we know.
And I think something that's overlooked is that the president was looking for information on the origins of the false collusion narrative that he had been accused of for over 3 years. Explain the connection between Ukraine and the 2016 election.
Well, that's a long story, so I'll just make it short and simple, and people can read more if they like. But Ukraine was all tied up in the 2016 alleged shenanigans, and that was well documented by several reporters, but in a really good article in Politico, I think it was in 2016, that talked about this. Multiple reports said that Ukrainian officials partnered with the Democratic National Committee in 2016, the DNC, to, quote, sabotage Trump. And according to Politico, the Ukrainian government tried to help Hillary Clinton and undermine Trump. Politico even, after speaking to a paid consultant with the DNC, a Ukrainian-born woman who met with Ukrainian officials and met with reporters here trying to get a lot of controversy ginned up about Trump and Russia and Trump's aide, Paul Manafort, After reviewing all of this, Politico concluded that the Ukrainian efforts did impact the 2016 election. So that's an article I think worth reading. So as Trump does and his administration this look back at 2016, which, by the way, he's promised he would do, so this doesn't happen again in 2020, he's got to look into Ukraine, or his people who are investigating have to look at the Ukraine piece of the puzzle and what role this country may have played with its links to the DNC and to reporters who ultimately were linked to that dossier that was presented, the political opposition research that was so controversial that was presented by the FBI to the secret FISA court to obtain wiretaps. That's a lot to say, but I guess I'm trying to make clear there is a big Ukrainian connection, so the Trump folks would say it is perfectly in line with what they are trying to do about 2016 for the president to be talking to Ukraine and his people talking to Ukraine about cooperating in this investigation.
Let's turn to a story you have tomorrow morning on Full Measure. After Hurricane Katrina, we saw the reports of massive federal funding to help rebuild the levees in New Orleans. And I would think, as laymen, we would assume that the project would have been successfully completed. But you have found something different?
Well, we sent Lisa Fletcher, our reporter, to, I guess, follow the money, you could say, after the Katrina disaster in 2005. You remember, over 1,800 people were killed. I had forgotten it was just that horrible. I knew the scope was terrible, but it was massive. Well, we ended up giving about $14 billion U.S. tax dollars to New Orleans afterwards to improve their levee system and to create new protections so this would never happen again. Well, Lisa went to find out what's become of the $14 billion in the improved system, and frighteningly enough, experts told her that after all that money spent, that these levees still may not hold. In fact, they're sinking after all of these improvements, and this is apparently the best they can do. They are thinking of asking for more money. So I think that has some pretty big implications, because there's a lot of coastline where they're at risk of repeat flooding and people are looking for answers. But if you can dump $14 billion into one city for the best solutions and come up with it may not work, you know, that's kind of a poor outcome.
Oof. That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, Full Measure. And Cheryl's article at thehill.com, the headline, Quid Pro Quo in Ukraine? No, not yet. As always, Cheryl, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
It's 7:27, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer follows the 7:30 news, and we will get into all of the investigations. We'll walk through them with Tony coming up next.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Amy!
Okay, Kevin, I'm here as a friend, but also as a professional. I need to inspect your Wi-Fi network security.
Well, we have Xfinity XFi, so we know when devices are protected from threats.
Okay, smarty pants. Let's see if you know everything that's connected and protected, shall we?
Okay.
This smart speaker?
Connected and protected.
This baby monitor?
Connected and protected.
Okay, but what about this?
Amy, that's a ferret.
What? Oh, hello.
With Xfinity XFi, if it's connected, it's protected. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Now with even more download speed. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 11-17-19. Restrictions apply. New performance Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 26th and 27th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Cheering on the Washington Nationals in the 2019 World Series. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. Nats fans started out the night pumped to see the first World Series game in D.C. in 86 years. But that excitement turned to heartbreak when the Nats fell to the Astros 4-1 in Game 3 of the World Series. Nationals manager Dave Martinez speaking after last night's game.
Today we're a little bit aggressive outside the strike zone. We took balls I thought we should hit, uncharacteristic of what we've been doing. So Greinke got out of some jams. You know, we had opportunities early. We couldn't capitalize. So let's get some rest and come back tomorrow and do it again.
Game 4 tonight, first pitch at 8:07. Chef Jose Andres will throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Also at the game, President Donald Trump, who hasn't been a fan of Andres since the chef decided to pull out of a deal to run the restaurant at the Trump Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue. A Russian spy is back in Moscow. Maria Butina returned there today after serving a sentence in the U.S. for helping a former Russian lawmaker work to leverage contacts in the NRA to pursue back channels to American conservatives. It's National Drug Take-Back Day, and for the first time, unwanted prescription drugs aren't the only thing that's being collected at local police stations. The director of the D.C. Board of Pharmacy, Dr. Shauna White.
So the DEA this year is collecting vaping products. Obviously, you know, you don't want the vaping products laying around the home, and you don't want individuals getting into it or using the vaping products.
One person in the district has died from vaping, along with about 40 others nationwide. Take Back Day runs from 10 to 2. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Yeah, Coach.
Listen, I know you got a little roughed up out there, but this is no time for quitters. You can't sit on the bench, and you can't just watch from the sidelines. You got to lead a winning drive all the way to a better love life.
I'm sorry, what now?
Your love life, son. You're feeling incomplete? Don't admit defeat. Go on offense.
But I'm doing online dating.
Well, stop. You want to hear some alarming stats? Half of online daters lie on their profiles. Only 53% of women write back to men who message them first, and 31% of online daters fake schedule conflicts just to get out of date. Online is just a bunch of posting, boasting, and ghosting. Dang it, Kowalski, you're better than that.
So what do I do?
I'll tell you what. Change the playbook to It's Just Lunch. IJL is in it to win it. Know how many of their members go on real dates? 100%. Now get back in the game.
You got it, Coach.
Change your dating game. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699 today. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
That chill in the air on a fall Washington, D.C. morning means it's time to park smarter. Make sure you get from your warm car and into your destination faster with the Spot Hero parking app. Whether it's a morning commute or a business lunch, Spot Hero will show you the closest parking options, then let you compare rates and reserve. Simply download the free Spot Hero app, enter your destination, and reserve your spot in advance. You can even use Spot Hero to park at the airport. Save $10 off your first park with promo code DISTRICT. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch for an accident down Virginia. Westbound on 66 approaching business 234 Sudley Road in Manassas. Left and left center lane block traffic is building in the area. Earlier wreck on southbound 395 after Seminary Road cleared away. Not seeing any delays there. In Maryland in Four Corners, there is still some accident activity. Southbound on 29 Colesville Road at University Boulevard. They've got the left lane block, but that is not causing any significant delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered sprinkles, a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers, a low 59. Right now, 55 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m., for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Hi, Amy.
Oh, Jill, help. My whole family is coming to my house. How can I keep them entertained?
Well, we have gig speed internet from Xfinity, so we get fast, reliable speed on all our devices.
Interesting. Go on.
Yeah, we stream movies in the living room while we've got video games set up in the basement and music streaming on the patio.
That sounds perfect. We'll be over around 6.
Excuse me?
Oh, and just an FYI, Grandma is keto now, so just be mindful.
Keep your whole family connected with crowd-pleasing gig speed internet. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Learn more. Get started with a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Now with even more download speed. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 11/26/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's now a distinct honor and privilege to welcome to the Larry O'Connor Show with President Donald Trump. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Larry, and I greatly appreciate the nice things you've said.
Where Washington's power players come to talk.
Newt Gingrich, morning, Mr. Speaker.
Well, it's always great to be with you guys. It's just fun.
Thank you so much. WMAL.
Mike Lee, Senator of Utah. Thank you for joining us, Senator Lee.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
105.9 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's good to join you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 weight loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and I thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? And I'm so glad I didn't. Losing weight with EMP 180 is so easy. Their professional wellness coaches map your personal plan, tell you exactly what to eat and when, and man, it works. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait sale. Join EMP 180 now for 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. Come on, lose the weight. Feel more vigorous for lots less. EMP 180's Why Wait sale ends soon. For details, visit EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
It is the Saturday morning update. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me to be on.
All right. So we have multiple investigations going. And first off, I wanted to ask you, we've heard so much about the Inspector General's report. That is the Horowitz report. Now we're hearing that the John Durham investigation has turned into a criminal investigation. Help us to understand the parallels and the differences between these two investigations, because we're going to hear a lot about them in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, so essentially you have to have some sort of a predicate that shows that there was a likelihood of a law being broken to open a criminal investigation. Remember, Rick, they've been trying to weasel word this a little bit regarding what happened with President Trump the last 2 years about it was a foreign counterintelligence investigation. It was a national security investigation, not a criminal investigation. So people have already kind of been exposed to this concept, but I think they're going to get a lot more exposed to it now. The issue is going to be what Durham and Barr have found behind the scenes, which have now indicated to them they have to transition from what I've seen, what I observe to be an administrative, let's just go do an audit of facts, events, and locations and try to see what the circumstances were regarding the appropriateness of certain intelligence actions. I think that's the best way of summarizing it. I think we're going to see some out of the Horowitz IG report, too, because I think I'm pretty sure that they've been following the trail that Horowitz kind of laid for them. And now what they have found, apparently, and I have no direct knowledge, so people don't be writing into the show asking me what I know directly. This is my presumption based on facts I've observed, that they've sufficiently found now evidence of criminal activities by one or probably, I would be comfortable saying, all of the principal intelligence and counterintelligence officers of the Obama administration. And I'll just run through the usual suspects, Brennan, Jim Clapper, James Comey, McCabe, Strzok, all of them. And I think that's what we're now seeing or hearing that is going to be examined for criminality. So there's some predicate they've found that indicates to them that there was indeed criminal activity conducted during the 2015-2016 period where these guys were in charge. So that's the best explanation I think I can give.
You know what cracks me up? The statement from Representative Jerry Nadler. He's, of course, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, issuing a joint statement on Friday accusing the Justice Department of seeking revenge on President Trump's behalf. Quote, "If the Department of Justice may be used as a tool of political retribution or to help the president with a political narrative for the next election, the rule of law will suffer new and irreparable damage." Isn't that exactly what the Department of Justice did in 2016?
Precisely, and I've noticed a pattern here. Look, anytime the conservatives start looking at wrongdoing, it's retribution, it's vengeance. It's all about trying to extract some level of getting back at people. When they do it, it's just investigating. Rick, when they go investigate Trump, investigate everything about him and his kids, no. That's just oversight. So, no, I'm appalled by this constant duplicity and complete detachment from reality. There's adequate evidence that there was wrongdoing, and now is the time to go through and sort it through. And I'm sorry, anybody who listens to these guys really needs to get their head examined or go seek drug rehab because they're not apparently paying attention to what's going on.
Well, the other side of it is, the Justice Department can't make stuff up. If they found evidence that there was wrongdoing, it should be investigated.
Right, and that's the idea here, yes.
Double standard.
Let me throw that in real quick, Rick, because that's the other thing, too. When you talk about the what's the heart of this whole impeachment thing is the same thing. President Trump wasn't seeking, quote-unquote, dirt on his political rival. First off, Biden's not even a nominee to be president. Secondly, what he was asking for was an investigation. And as it was pointed out to me the other day by one of the folks I was talking to on the Hill, an investigation is simply asking for someone to investigate is not prompting some sort of a political outcome and saying, hey, go look into this. That's what was asked for. So just remember that anytime you want an investigation of their activities, somehow that's vengeance, not proper oversight, and it's completely insane.
If there's nothing there, then what are they worried about?
Precisely. This is a classic example of projection. The reason that they all bring up all this stuff regarding wrongdoing is because they know there's wrongdoing. That's why they don't want the investigation. That's why they're doing everything they can to cause this sort of distraction.
All right. We hear the term whistleblower, and was this a real whistleblower? Was it a political operative? You've delved into it in an opinion piece that you have written, and it's over at Breitbart, and you can find Tony's opinion piece. Take it from a real whistleblower, Pelosi's sources for impeachment are not valid. Can you summarize the op-ed?
Yeah, so the individual who is the whistleblower, the name is out there. Nobody's disclosed it officially yet. And everything I've talked to folks about and looked at, Rick, this guy was meeting on a regular basis with congressional staff In other words, he was an asset of Adam Schiff. So what we've seen here is essentially a well-laid plan to weaponize and use the whistleblower system to protect someone who had hearsay information for purposes of making a disclosure. And remember, they're trying to use the intelligence community, intelligence process to hide what they're doing. Those processes were set up for people like me who actually did disclose wrongdoing regarding the 9/11 attacks and some of the intelligence failures. But by the way, I mean, that's part of the issue that people need to understand, is that there are things that need to be reported that people should be allowed to be anonymous. This is not one of them. So what I've seen, Rick, and from my, I've spoken to the folks on the Hill working this, this is a complete setup. And there needs to be an investigation, dare I say, an investigation of Schiff and of this whistleblower for disclosure of information relating to internal workings of the White House that have nothing to do with whistleblowing. And that's something that I would definitely, boy, I'd hate to say it, and that will call for another investigation.
You know why the economy is doing so well, Tony? It's because of all the legal fees that are being charged in all of these different investigations. If you, you know, cut out the investigation, the economy tanks. All right, we're going to talk to Tony about Syria and Turkey and the Trump policy. That's next. But first off, we have a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, the accident westbound on 66 approaching Business 234, Sudley Road, that has just been cleared from the roadway. Earlier accident on 395 southbound in the vicinity of Seminary Road has also been cleared. So far, no troubles to report on the Capitol Beltway all the way around. You will still find some accident activity in Four Corners in Maryland on southbound Colesville Road at University Boulevard at last check in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at cloudy skies today, a high of 65. We've got some morning rain on Sunday, a high of 78 during the day tomorrow. Sunshine Monday up to 69, clouds on Tuesday, a high of 66. And Wednesday, afternoon showers, the high of 67. Right now in D.C., 59, and we're headed up to 65. 7:47, Saturday morning update. We are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and we turn to Turkey and Syria. We've heard so much about the Trump policy, the ceasefire. It was first a 120-hour ceasefire. Tony, there were negotiations. Is that ceasefire holding?
So far, I think it is. And I think you're going to obviously hear a lot of conflicting information about it, unless you're physically there watching everything. I don't know what you're going to be able to actually discern, but let's be clear on what's going on. This was an agreed-upon incursion by the Turks, which, by the way, I mean, we, the London Center, had 6 years ago recommended something along this line to help secure the refugees in Syria, to do an incursion. We proposed NATO, not Turkey, do an incursion into Turkey to create this safe zone for people to come and find a way to be, kind of get out of the war. So this is not unheard of. The question now becomes, how much do we invest, continue to invest regarding regional security? The reason that they're putting folks into the refineries and oil production areas is because they do not want, as we've seen, ISIS to find ways to benefit from that. So I think those are strategic targets which are much easier to defend than some hilltop somewhere in the middle of the mountains. And I think that's it's a workable strategy. With that said, we'll have to continue to work with our allies. And, yeah, I did an editorial on this, which, you know, I feel very strongly. I still feel very strong about the way I outlined the Trump doctrine in that.
Well, run down the bullet points of the Trump doctrine.
Well, it's for a short time. Basically, American interests must be threatened directly to employ military force. Military force, if used, has to be done in such a way to deploy it with realistic objectives, achievable objectives, and doing so with the policy and will to win. That's it. Those are the very simple things. And that those things combined must be focused on what benefits the American people, our interests, and in this case, our allies. You know, we do not want to be doing things simply to involve ourselves in unfocused or unwinnable conflicts. And in this case, I think we've moved resources from one spot where they were going to be used ineffectively, essentially to get us in the middle of the fight, to a spot that we can actually do something, some good to defend and make sure that ISIS doesn't gain benefit. And as I said in the article, we're not done fighting ISIS. We're simply going to focus on ISIS as the primary driver of our military operations and stay out of the regional conflicts, which have been going on for hundreds of years.
You can read a little more about that policy. Tony's opinion piece is in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. The headline on it, Trump's withdrawal from Syria saves American lives from unwinnable Middle East conflict. I want to talk about ISIS and the prisoners. Now, if you have Russia and you have Turkey and you have Syria pretty much running the show now, are the ISIS prisoners ultimately secure?
That's an excellent question, and the answer is no, they're not. I think this is one of those very uncomfortable areas that I don't like having to talk about, because a lot of the options of what I've been, friends of mine have told me about are very, you know, very severe. A lot of these people are Europeans, and the European countries from which they came don't want them back. So this makes it a very difficult position by the fact you've got, depending on who you talk to, over 1,000, possibly as many as 5,000 of these detainees or folks who were loyal to ISIS that they're being, you know, being held. And the answer is there's no good answer. At this point, I think President Trump's policy is to force the European countries of origin for these people came from to take them back in some form. And he's not getting a lot of cooperation. So the other alternative is just to hold them there indefinitely, which is not all that realistic either. So this is, Rick, this is something you'll see play out over the next few months. And I wish I could say there was a good policy answer here, but there's really not at this point.
We saw that Russia did not fare well in Afghanistan for years. Does Russian intervention now in Syria on the border with Turkey, does that pose a threat to our national interests?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, let's remember the parallel of Afghanistan and how the Afghans were bled to the point of where it was a related factor to the collapse of the Soviet Union. And for those of your audience who read my book, Darkheart, Operation Darkheart, there's a chapter where I come up over a ridge, and I can still remember it now, coming up over this ridge, getting ready to go into Kabul, and there was this tank graveyard, literally, as far as the eye could see, dead BTR-60s and T-72s across the horizon. So the idea here is that the Russians put huge effort into winning Afghanistan and still lost. So if they really feel that they could go in and settle these tribal differences, which go back 1,000 years, good luck. I think they're going to have a similar experience in Syria of what they had in Afghanistan.
All right, so I wouldn't buy a used car from President Erdogan of Turkey, probably wouldn't buy a new one from him either. If he goes rogue on us, do we have leverage and will we use it?
We do have leverage, I think, both economic and militarily. They are NATO still. And this becomes another area of debate. I mean, look, we've talked about several times, should Turkey even be part of NATO based on some of the things they've done, such as leaving open the back door for ISIS to be resupplied and we are quit during that period. So there is debate on this. I was actually meeting with one of our allies this past week here in Washington, and they are going through the same debate about what do we do about Turkey. This is not a – I mean – a lot of people are talking about it, Rick, but at this point, nobody has a solution.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, very much appreciated, Tony.
Hey, Rick, always great to be on. Thank you.
You betcha. 7:54 now on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet.
Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
We're introducing great packages with faster speeds, more solutions, and bigger savings. Right now, save over $200 per month on fast, reliable internet and voice with our new business packages starting at $99.99. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Hey, it's me, Larry O'Connor. You know, there's nothing I like better than great sleep. But if you have sleep apnea and struggle with CPAP, great sleep can be hard to come by. The cleaning, the noise, the mask, the red marks on your face when you wake up. And it isn't exactly the most romantic thing to wear at night. Well, if you've been struggling with CPAP, there's now an alternative that can help you get great sleep with just the click of a button. It's called Inspire. Inspire is the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with the click of a remote. That's right, a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. If you have sleep apnea, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Amy!
Okay, Kevin, I'm here as a friend, but also as a professional. I need to inspect your Wi-Fi network security.
Well, we have Xfinity XFi, so we know when devices are protected from threats.
Okay, smarty pants. Let's see if you know everything that's connected and protected, shall we?
Okay.
This smart speaker?
Connected and protected.
This baby monitor?
Connected and protected.
Okay, but what about this?
Amy, that's a ferret.
What? Oh, hello.
With Xfinity XFi, if it's connected, it's protected. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Now with even more download speed. Plus, ask about enhanced security for safer browsing and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 11/17/19. Restrictions apply. New performance Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
7:58, Saturday morning update on WMAL. I am sure you have heard by now. The Houston Astros defeated the Washington Nationals last night. They took a 1-0 lead early in the game. They led the whole way through, and the final score, 4-1. Game 4, World Series, is tonight, 8:07 game time. Patrick Corbin on the mound for the Washington Nationals, the last team to come back from an 0-2 hole in a best-of-7 postseason series, the 1996 Yankees in the World Series. Only 14 teams in Major League Baseball history have accomplished that feat. Game 5 will be tomorrow. President Trump planning to go to the game. President's attending baseball games since William Howard Taft in 1910. He was asked yesterday if he was planning to attend the game and would he be throwing out the first pitch. And here's what President Trump had to say.
Yes, you are going to the World Series?
On Sunday.
Are you going to throw out the first pitch?
I don't know. They got to dress me up in a lot of heavy armor. I'll look too heavy. I don't like that.
All right, so he probably won't throw out the first pitch, but look for President Trump at Game 5 of the World Series. That, of course, is tomorrow. And that's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Go Nats! The news is next with Heather Curtis, then it's Garden Sense.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Cheering on the Washington Nationals in the 2019 World Series. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station.